Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome, 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 everybody, to ICU Live. Once again, welcome to another episode of ICU. What can I say? I mean, it's going to be a great episode tonight. And I thank you for everybody that has been coming out, just been listening and everything, been putting the feedback and whatnot. So this show is just about your gifts, everything. You know, we live in a we're in a different type of world these days, a world where people kind of believe less and a lot of problematic things go on. People all of a sudden just give up so easily in this life, but this is just about your walk with Christ, what you go through, how your relationship is. Like I told you, I think a few episodes ago, that guy came up to me and just told me that I wasn't saved just because I didn't speak in tongues or anything like that. So, I mean, that's another story, another thing. You can listen to that. But so many people in this day and time, even other believers, look on the negative of everything. They do. They look on the negative of a lot of things, and they don't be optimistic. Having faith is being optimistic of things as well. So if you're not optimistic, you're kind of low on faith as well. So just think about that. Take that food for thought, however you want to take it, because when you go through life, you're going to have a lot of ups and downs. The Bible even says man lives but a few days, but it's full of trouble. And, you know, you live, you die, and everything already. So, but before I go on, just keep on rambling on and on and on and everything, let's talk about today. So, we're coming from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 36 through 40. Now, usually, I try to write so many other things in this, but I'm going to focus on this. We heard the story of David and Goliath. We heard about David's life and everything like that, and how he loved Bathsheba and everything, fought Goliath, the youngest of his brothers, and all this other stuff about David's life, and I mean, just in his interactions with Saul and Jonathan and everything. So, David, especially in his youth, you're going to see it in this part about me when I say optimistic. David was an optimistic faith walker type of guy, and you're going to see it in this part. Excuse me. So you got your Bibles. If you got anything, you know, Kindle, whatever, that has an app, apps these days, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to start verse 36 and 40. So by this time, David has already been anointed, and he's about to go fight Goliath. Remember when Goliath came and challenged the Israel army and everything? Everybody was scared, no matter where going. Anywhere doing anything because they're so afraid of this huge dude. Goliath said in the Bible, said 10 feet tall because he was one of the descendants of, I think, the Nephilim, anything, Canaanites or something like that. But he was a descendant of one of them, and he was one of his brothers as well. So there was a lot going on. There's a lot of history in that as well. But let's just focus on this part. So Goliath, he's always kind of metaphorical, the giant mountain of problems that nobody wants to accomplish or anything. And so his peon David coming to fight or anything. So, first of all, let's read verse 36. It says, "Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of our living God." And David said, "The Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, but delivered me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Now, stop right there. So, reading prior to this part, in this verse, so David is getting ready to fight Goliath, and Saul starts putting on his armor. Well, I didn't get to that part yet. But anyway, David was a field guy, shepherd, field guy. So he already said he killed lions, he killed bears. He said, "This guy is no different from the rest of them. I'm going to go and strike him down, kill him just like anybody else that's in my path and everything." And this part right here is good. So Saul said, you know, go, God. But it's always not that simple. When people say they're going to do something, especially in the will of God and everything, there's more naysayers than anything because of their lack of faith. Remind you, by this time, God already rejected Saul, and David was already crowned, going to be king. And Saul already knew that. I mean, it's just going to happen. So, my first part, part one, point one, as preachers will say, it says, I say, don't let anyone not of God try to bless you, and in other words, lay their hands on you or anything. Anybody that's outside the will of God that tries to bless you or anything like that, don't take it from them, because you don't know what. Their words are very powerful. I would say don't take it from them. Don't try to let these people that don't believe pray for you or anything like that, or these people that are naysayers hang around you. The Bible talks about bad company corrupts good character. So these naysayers that hang around you all the time, they ain't no good for you, and they're never going to be any good for you. These naysayers back in those days, but today we call them haters. They're not going to do anything in their life. They just want to hate all day and hate on you, and you're walking in the will of God, and there you are accomplishing things, and they can't stand the accomplishing. They couldn't stand David's mentality. Not even his brothers could understand his. When he came to the battlefield, he just going to shoo away pretty much. They couldn't. His mentality was faith based. He walked in faith, and he didn't care what people thought. David did not care what people thought, and so as he progressed on in the story, so in this part right here, so we're gonna get into this next, we're going to scroll down to the next verse right here, and then we're going to get into the song right quick. We read verse 37, and David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Saul said, bless it. And Saul said, go, and the Lord be with you. Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped his sword over his armor, and he tried in vain to go for. He had not tested them. So I'm going to stop right there, though, because that part is powerful. We've read this many a times in our lives, and people always talked about the giant and everything, but I'm just telling you, in this point right here, a lot of people are going to try to put so much stuff on you that you don't even need. Because you got to really think about this thing. This is also a literal story. This actually happened. And this is so many metaphors on so many levels that's unfathomable. So, David is getting ready for battle. Let's say like this. You're getting ready for life. Problems are coming up in your life. You got so many things. But, you know, someone of your good friends come and talk to you and everything. And you listening to them. You're just saying, okay, I'm going to do it. But this dude is telling you to do it his way. His way. This guy's telling you to do it his way. Your friend or girlfriend telling you, come finish this problem, do this. Do that. But you're not feeling it. You're just not feeling it because this is not the way you want to do it. This is not the way you want to solve your problem. They want to go left, and so you want to go right. Sometimes, you know, that advice from that friend, it's not the best advice. Sometimes they had good intentions to look out for you, but it just doesn't appease the nature. You know, it doesn't appease you. You're like, whatever, I'm not going through this. I'm going to do this. But you're nice to them. You know. But you got to tell them in love, look, I'm not doing it your way. I'm doing it this way. This way I know it works, everything. So, with that being said, we're going to take a break right quick. We're going to come back after the song. This is the Jazz All-Stars playing the Crossroads. We'll be right back after this. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. That was the Smooth Jazz All-Stars with the jazz version of Crossroads. I thought that was pretty creative. I kind of like that. You know, I'm a big hip-hop fan. Big music fan in general, but I like it also when they do that little genre type stuff. It's a little different feel on that. So, let's get back into it. Let's get back into the lesson. So Dave is about to get prepared to battle. King Saul and everything just started talking to him. So Dave is putting on Saul's armor. So here it is. Dave is putting on Saul's armor. And he said he tried it. I'm on verse 39. Said, and David strapped his sword over his armor, and he tried it in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. So they put them off. We stop. So David took it off his took off all that armor and everything. Then he because he has a test. That's the same equivalent to what I was talking about with your friend and everything. You taking their advice and not listening to your own self about things or listening to God. You know, we all say God doesn't talk. A lot of people say God doesn't talk to us and everything. But God does talk to us. He does. You got to sit back and listen. You know, God sends you signs. Man, he may not audible talk to you, but he does talk. You just got to listen, quiet and listen. But you already got these people in your ear, your dad and your mother, your friend, sister, brother, aunt, whomever, that is your friend, whoever is just close to you. They always in your ear telling you what to do and how to do it and everything. You don't even take no time to think. You know, sometimes silence is really golden. You know, you take some time out to think and pray on things like this. Most things can wait on a decision. Not everything is a life and death decision where you got to act in a rash type of manner. Some things can wait. Sometimes when you do wait, things actually work out better. You become clearer of thought with type of things and everything like that. So, David's about to go into battle. So, this is point two. It says, walk in your gifts and focus on your walk with God before setting out on anyone else. It's like David understood the power of God. Some say he may have been a bit naive, but just walking into battle without knowing the enemy, but he knows God and knows the power of God. So that's the thing. David knew the power of God, cause just like we stated in the earlier verses. He said, God delivered me from the lion. If he delivered me from the bear, then surely he's going to deliver me from the serpent. I could strike down all. I struck down those two. I'm going to strike down this one too. So that's what he's about to do, and that's what he's going to do. Yeah, it's like, there's no big deal. It's just another obstacle to think. I mean, he's like basically saying, what is everybody afraid about? So let me keep on going. Verse 39. So verse 40, actually, last verse. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose five smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. All right, so I'm going to stop right there. That is the final verse of this thing. I did it before we actually get in because we know about what happened. David kills Goliath, chops off his head and everything like that. People astonished and all that type of stuff. But this is what I want to show you. And these four verses right here, between 36 and 40 right here, we saw some dynamic things. Let's go to point three. It says, walk by faith, not by facts. God works miracles, things that should not happen happens with God. God walks you when you walk in faith. So, point three is walk in faith, not in facts. Logically, scientifically, whatever you want to say, Goliath should have killed David. The dude was 10 feet tall. David was probably just a scrawny little kid, you know, just out in the field, just doing shepherd work. Goliath was a trained warrior. His shield probably weighed twice as much as David. Who knows? And he was covered with armor. That would have been no contest. And that is right there. Goliath would have destroyed David. Destroyed David. Point four. Says, your gift is known to you. Others may understand it, but do not rely on anybody to understand your relationship with God. for you to be validated. So that is a big point right there. Right there. Relying on other people to validate your point of to validate your reason to believe in God or your reason to go to do other things. So that's what I'm talking about with that. That's what I want to talk about with that, because you don't need anybody else to validate your point. You don't need anybody else to tell you how to live your life for Christ when you know that you're living it. It's not wrong to fall iron sharpen iron. I'm not talking about constructive way. I'm talking about somebody saying, okay, I live my life like this. You had to live your life that way. If I wake up at 6 a.m. on Sunday, you had to wake up at 6 a.m. on Sunday. If I wear a suit to church, you had to wear a suit to church. No. Nothing calls for that. But if someone says, all right, we're going to get together, we're going to pray together, you should come with us, you should come to Bible study, join us to stay abreast of the word so we could just keep each other encouraged. Fine. That's different. Because you're helping one another out. Well, it's different, but that's not what happened in that part right there. Somebody is putting an overbearing, overzealous type of feel, and they're just putting it on you. And that's not happening. That's not happening. See, another thing is walk by faith and not by facts. God works miracles. Not once did David shudder. Not once did he ever doubt God and say, is he going to deliver me from this? Not once did David back up and retract his statements. Not one time. See, this is the level of faith that you got to walk in to get things done. God is present. God is here. Did God physically come down and kill those lions and bears today? More than likely not. But you believe, and it's not no fairy tale type belief. You believe in God and he'll be more powerful. So you know, God is real, period. But what does the Bible say? If you ask for something, then doubt you, you're worse than the man that looks in the mirror and forgets his face. So you got to believe and keep moving forward. Back up that belief with action. Don't just let it fall to the wayside. Like, okay, I believe because they say believe, and then all of a sudden, when God doesn't, quote-unquote, come through for me, then, oh, my face is out the window. Somebody in my family that I love just died. Oh, I don't believe in God because God's not real. Well, oh, I just got hurt and I just got laid off. Oh, I don't believe in God anymore. You never believed in him in the first place. You followed all the religious way. That's when Christianity is religion. You read the word. You went to Bible study. You went to Sunday school. You went to sermons. You were probably in part of the choir, a deacon board, or usher. Probably in a minister. But if you lose faith because of life, then you're not a part of life. Then you're not a part of the body of Christ. Because life's going to happen regardless. We don't mean it's in the Bible. Because sin is in the world, it's going to happen. And I understand at times it can get difficult. It does get difficult. But you got to realize that God is in the atmosphere and you'll be all right. God is in life and everything's going to be all right. So I'm going to play another song. Right quick, and we're going to be right back for some closing argument, for some closing agreements and everything. So everybody just sit back. Enjoy this song. I found this song. It's called Jacob Banks. The song's called Words. So I found this song, read the lyrics of it. Seems like a pretty good song. Just good, decent song for a late night show. So here it is, Jacob Banks, Worthy.
Closet opened up, and I've been seen in all of my glory. the time has come for faith to decide if a part of me is even worthy. The air is warm, my heart is cold, and I never know how it feels. The air is warm, my heart is cold, and I never know how it feels. So I'm honest, so
Jacob Banks with Worthy. That was a pretty decent song. I think that was pretty good. I think that was pretty nice. So, with these closing arguments right here, in the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. And you have to understand why you do things or why not you do certain things and everything like that. At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure Dave was pretty satisfied with himself because, for one thing, he trusted in God to do these things. Another thing, he trusted in himself. See, there's nothing wrong with having confidence in yourself. It's about overconfidence when it comes to egotistics. There's nothing wrong with having confidence in yourself because you need that backbone. That self-confidence type of thing, that backbone that gives you the strength to continue on. God gives you ultimate strength, but you need that strength from yourself to understand, okay, I am right in what I'm going to do. I'm going to move forward with this. Nobody's going to tell me any different. You need that type of backbone because without it, you're just going to, you'll be a good dude, but you'll just be a pushover type of person because you're going in everybody's other direction. You got to have that type of backbone when you can be able to put your foot down and say, no, this is how I feel. This is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. And this is why I'm going to do it. Sometimes, I mean, it makes sense of why you're doing certain things, but it makes sense to you. And that's good enough. I'm pretty sure people didn't understand Jesus half the time when he was out there, but it made sense to him. He knew what he was here for. He understood what he was here for. So don't make nothing out of something. I'm sorry, switch that around. Don't make something out of nothing. Be real about the situation, honest with the situation, and honest with yourself and everything. Don't just give them because you like somebody. You're trying to please somebody. See, that's the people pleaser. Right there, the Bible talks about it. If I'm trying to please, Paul talks about it. If I'm trying to please man, then I'm not trying to, then I am not a servant of God. It's black and white, right down the middle. If you continue trying to please somebody all the time, then you're neglecting somebody else, that somebody else is God. God is not in a popularity contest. I'm pretty sure we all know that right now. And God does not care about how many votes he's going to get or anything like that. Because I'm pretty sure if God was running for election, he'll lose. Because God is not people. He looks out for our better interest. That's what he does. So for us to try to put God on our level in that type of sense, it's not reality. That's not going to happen. So with this story, verses, you could read on from prior to that, back and forth to that, because David's life is pretty interesting in 1 Samuel. And it's pretty interesting. I think Samuel died early in the second. Anyway, I think Samuel died long before this second book was over. But anyway, let's bring this around. We're coming to a close. It's the last minute here. So what we have to do today is make sure we are grounded. Our foundation is in him. Our identity is in him, because people waver so much, and you need to follow him. Nothing else needs to be done. You need, and get your backbone together. Remember those 4 points that I put out there and everything. So remember, God bless. See you next time for my last couple episodes of the season. And I'll be back in the fall, you know, so we can get this thing going. So everyone have a good weekend. Now let's think about this, read your word, pray, and all this type of stuff. Everything. Y'all have a good one. I see you out. Catch you on Facebook. Law, if you want to comment and everything, just hit me up. All right, y'all have a good one. Goodbye.